back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back, West Michigan. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Barbecue Bob and I are live from the Spartan Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Looking out the window here, Bob's a little bit overcast, but it's still a great day to get your grill out and get it fired up. Good morning.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys, where real men wear tongs.
That's right.
Let me be frank.
But only one hand, because grilling is a one-arm sport. Yeah. Because if you don't have your favorite cold beverage in the other hand, you're not a man and you're not out on your deck grilling. So
that's
think
right.
about that.
Welcome to Michigan's Backyard Command Center. We are ready to go live with my Goomba from New Jersey, Big Paulie Paul Rotella. How are you, Paul?
Hey, Bobby. How are we doing out there today?
Oh, it's going to be a good day to grill, buddy.
Hello? And every day is a good day to grill. You know that.
Yeah, I do. How you been, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We had the same weather you got here. So, which is kind of good because it's not too hot to be outside, you know, and gives you enough time to keep the grill going and not be nervous about it being too hot. It's not going to rain, just a little overcast.
Now, Paulie is one of my
perfect grill. I'm sorry, get by.
Oh yeah, Paulie is one of my foodies. He's one of my food buddies from New Jersey. Paul is actually an attorney, and you are the president of the New Jersey Broadcasting Association, and you are a restaurateur. You got a little paisano joint over there.
Yep, we had a great weekend. Last weekend we did a Jersey Fresh weekend. I was talking to you about that a couple weeks ago. But it was all great New Jersey produce. People were grilling outside, barbecuing, having a lot of picnics. It was fantastic. And a lot of things from Jersey that we made. But the things that you guys are doing out there, I got to tell you, I'm so impressed. I've been listening to you all morning, and I'm really impressed with what you guys are doing. And I'm thinking to myself, I had a couple of neat ideas to tell you about, but boy, there's not much new out there when it comes to grilling, to barbecue and ribs, because everybody, it's like your doctor. Everybody says they got the best recipe, right? You got the best doctor, got the best.
Exactly.
But you know what you can do is you can tweak things a little bit, and that's what we do in Jersey. We tweak things a little bit. And I got
somebody's
I got
knee if they're in trouble, right?
I don't even talk about that. But
forget about
I
it.
Ask you, have you ever had good apple cider and marinated your ribs before you cooked them in apple cider?
You know, it's funny you'd say that because I don't do that, but a buddy of mine does it, and he's totally hooked on it. So that's like twice in 1 week I've heard this.
Isn't that something? See, so yeah. It's not a secret, but it's something different. And, you know, I love the marketing. You ever go into the store, you buy bacon, apple wood smoked, apple smoked, whatever.
Like you
but
can
you don't
tell.
Really taste the apple. But I love that, and I've taken it to a new level. I'll marinate them for about an hour or two beforehand, and nothing else. Sometimes I might put a little rub on it. But I've done two different things I haven't heard most people do. One is I mix a little Dijon mustard in with the apple cider. I know it sounds crazy, but I use that as the base for the rub, which is very lightly. But then in the sauce at the end, and everybody makes great sauce. Oh, and by the way, when you're making your sauce, if you're using any bourbon, the thing I found is you got to make sure that bourbon stays good the whole time. So you should taste it frequently while you're cooking. You follow me?
Grilling is a one-arm sport.
There you go. But I put apple cider and a little bit of apple, like we have something called apple jelly here, in with the sauce. So if you have your molasses, a little bit of honey, the different things you put in, a little ketchup, a little Jack Daniels, sometimes a lot of Jack Daniels, depending. And but you really get that flavor that comes out at the end. That's a very nice, sweet, with a little bit of a punch with the mustard in it. So that's one of the things I wanted to let you know. And obviously, I think you've heard about it already, so that sounds good. Sounds like you guys are way ahead of me.
Oh, we're never ahead of you, Paulie. That's a dangerous place to be. We want to be right with you, brother. But that is a great tip because in the fall, Michigan probably raises more apples than any state in the Midwest, and we have tons of celery. Where did that come from?
We do cider. Actually have a lot of celery.
You're thinking of Bloody Marys. You want some celery. So
maybe that's it. But we have tons of cider that's produced out here, and that's a great tip. Is that fruit with the pork is a great combination?
Yeah, Scooby likes it.
Sure. And, I used to make, my ribs used to be AAA, but they've been downgraded to AA+ today, so we'll see what happens.
Why, are they controlled by the government?
Would you make some for Geithner or something?
Bobby, what? Right, look, guys, I can't even talk about that.
Yeah.
What isn't controlled, right?
Uh-huh.
But,
I was thinking about
really,
you last.
That's the one thing about barbecue. No, that is the ultimate last freedom. You know what I'm saying? You're out there. Nobody's going to tell you what to do unless your wife's watching. And you can just make your ribs and not be bothered by anybody.
I was thinking about you last night. Maureen and I had our 28th wedding anniversary yesterday. And I took her to what I thought was an Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
What a disappointment. I wish we could have been in Jersey, man.
Oh, I wish you were there, too. Happy anniversary. Did you get her an iron again for the anniversary? What did you get her this year?
You know, I bought her a beautiful set of golf clubs.
Did you?
Yeah, she was so thrilled.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
Stop right there. Was whining later, but we're going to stop right there.
I got her cowboy hat, too.
Well, God bless you guys. That's terrific, Bobby. That's great.
A cowboy hat and a pair of boots, and that's what she likes dancing in?
The visual here. Radio, that's why radio is so beautiful.
She's a good dancer. Yeah.
God bless. So how do you make your...
I've got to tell you, I'm craving some scallops. So I hit this joint. I hit this joint last night, and they put a bunch of rosetti or what is
risotto,
it?
Risotto.
Risotto.
It was a plate of risotto with three little scallops.
Had three little scallops on top.
Mud on.
I know.
Bobby, get back here. Get back to Jersey. We'll take care of you. Nice.
The guy is. Well, how do you say? The guy is destitute?
Yeah. Let me tell you, this month is the best month to be at the Jersey Shore, okay? Everybody in August, you're going to get scallops, you're going to get fresh seafood like you never had. Talk about grilling stuff, you come to Jersey, you just come out here, we'll take care of you, we'll show you how to make scallops.
Boy, you got scallops.
Oh, my God. Do you know that most of the scallops, actually, every clam, this is interesting, every clam that's in Campbell's Clam Chowder comes out of New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize they were producing that many clams.
Me neither. Hey, we're all about the clams here. Remember I told you that?
Yeah, I understand. That's all about those tweaking knees and when people aren't... Yeah, I get it.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, Michigan's only real grilling show. Actually, I think it's like the only real grilling show in the nation. But we're talking with our Goomba and my good friend Paul Rotella, or Big Paulie, as we like to call him, from New Jersey. And so I'm on this Italian food kick. I've been on this diet. I'm dropping pounds. So last night I wanted to splurge. So I'm like gorging on. The bread was good and everything, but I just wanted a nice big plate of Italian food. And I saw the scallops, and I thought, God, I love scallops. And honestly, the scallops were good, but three, really?
That's a shame. I can't believe it. First of all, that's not how we eat as Italians. By the way, I'm on that new cannoli diet. Have you had that yet?
No.
How's that working for you?
It's doing pretty good. The pounds are coming on really nice.
Yeah.
Filling out nicely. you know what I wanted to ask you? When you're out there looking for an Italian restaurant, what do you look for? What do you look for, the sauce? What do you like the best?
Well, I want to see the owner running the joint.
There you go.
You know?
Somebody that cares, proprietor that's there, and that's all good. Paulie, I want to shift up a little bit here. You mentioned that you were talking about all the fresh foods. Michigan's probably 3 or 4 weeks behind you in the vegetable production, and we're just now coming into our season where there's farm markets everywhere, and stuff is beside the road, and it's farm fresh. They picked it in the morning, you're eating it in the afternoon type thing. What kind of vegetables did you guys feature in your when you were doing those?
No, actually, you're right. That's the best part about being in states like Michigan, New Jersey. We have great produce. The fresher, the better. you know, and the things that we would do, like this, if we're grilling, I mean, one of the, it's a simple thing. You get some beautiful peppers, some beautiful tomatoes, onions, and you just slice them and grill them right on the grill, and it brings out such tremendous flavor. There's very little prep, very little cleanup, and it couldn't be fresher, literally. You take it right off the vine, right onto the grill, right onto your plate. You know, and that's the best thing. I mean, just taking something fresh and not killing it with, you know, phony flavors. You know, when you're making, like you're talking about ribs, you see people, they drown the ribs in a sauce from the minute they put them on the grill, which is so stupid because, you know, the meat should be, in my opinion, the meat should speak for itself, okay?
Right.
And you cook the meat. It's like my wife used to boil the ribs before putting them on the grill, okay? And I said, that's great. I said, let's drink the water that's left over because all the flavor's in the water.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't do that. You let the meat speak for itself, just like with the vegetables. The fresher, the better. And I love that. I don't know if you do that at all, but just take your pepper, slice it sideways, throw it on the grill, take an onion, throw it on the grill, and just, you know, and take that and serve that with whatever you're having. And nothing can be better. You know, if you want to do something really exotic, take a piece of provolone. Have you ever had a nice piece
of
provolone?
Hey, Paulie, I got to go. We have run out of time for this segment. I could talk to you for days, and sometimes I do, but we'll hook up on the phone Monday or Tuesday. I got something else I want to chat with you about. Thanks so much, friend, for calling in. We really appreciate it and love talking to you.
Always great talking to you guys. Stay well.
All right, buddy. Paulie, you too.
That was Big Paulie, a friend of the show. We got to wrap this up.
Now, Paulie is he's got a lot going on out there, and I tell you what, he's always a great friend of the show. But coming up next, we're going to have another great friend of the show, Cowboy Rob Russell. He's going to put a little twist on some brats for us because Rob's going to smoke them before he grills them, and that's a cool thing to do.
He's in the next era.
And then Bob is going to talk to us about his newest gadget, the iGrill toy. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.